Simon & Schuster Audio presents Batting Order, a home team novel by Mike Lupica, read by Ali Andre Ali. This book is for my children, Hannah, Christopher, Alex, and Zach. If there really were a Wayback Machine, I wish I could get in it and coach them all in their favorite sports just one more time. Chapter 1. He'd always felt big on a baseball field. It was the thing Matt Baker loved the most about the game. There were no height requirements, no size requirements. Matt remembered one time when he was younger, his mom had taken him to Universal Studios in Florida. There was a Back to the Future ride, named after one of her favorite old movies. But you had to be a certain height to go on the ride. Matt wasn't. He'd never even heard of the movie. But he never forgot the woman at the door telling him that he was too small. Baseball wasn't like that. It didn't care how tall you were, or how short. In the big leagues, you could be as tall as home run hitters like Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton, who one season had combined to hit 110 home runs. But you could also be 5'6" the way Jose Altuve, Matt's favorite player in the world, was. And Matt knew there were a lot of baseball fans who were not convinced that Altuve, the Astros' second baseman, was really even 5'6". It didn't matter. The year Aaron Judge hit 51 home runs for the Yankees and won the home run derby at the All-Star game, he only finished second in the most valuable player voting. Jose Altuve finished first. Judge was more than a foot taller than Altuve. And Giancarlo Stanton, who won the MVP in the National League that year because he hit 59 home runs, was 6'6". It made him.